Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Roadhouse International, and welcome to another episode of Expat Thailand. Today is an episode going out to potential new clients. I'm putting this podcast together to kind of give you an overview of what can you expect during our first initial consultation, and what are some of the questions that you can prepare for. And for those of you that aren't going to be my clients, these are still questions you can certainly ask yourself on your journey into trying to figure out whether Thailand is a perfect place for you, or even just moving out of your country to another country, like a second world destination like Thailand, is the right fit. So my clientele, primarily 100% of them comes from referrals. Most of the time, it's from an existing clientele or a friend of a friend that would tell somebody about me. They refer to my podcast. And then this individual will email me or message me, in whether it's they'll find me on Facebook or Instagram, LinkedIn, or they simply email me. And the very first thing I want to do is I want to spend either an hour to 2 hours on our first initial call, because the conversation goes quite in depth. And believe it or not, 2 hours, man, it goes really, really quick, because I know that you have a lot of questions. And I have a lot of answers for you. And the other thing too is I am going to be blatantly honest with you. I am going to tell you if Thailand is going to be a good fit for you or not. I'm going to let you know whether you have enough money to retire here and how long it's going to last. I'm going to let you know what the equivalent of $3 million that you have, what the equivalent of it is going to be here. Or if you're bringing a $5 or $10 million, what your portfolio is going to look like anywhere from your estate to investments, and how you can envision your life here. The more I get to know about you, the more I can answer questions that's going to satisfy you. But the main thing, I am not some salesperson that's a yes person. That's going to say, oh yeah, I can do that. Oh yeah, this can happen to you. Oh yeah, 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 yes, 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 yes. No, I am not that person at all. I do not take on a lot of clients. Really, it's less than 4 a year. So now it's coming down to only about 1 a quarter, or maybe less than that. I'm winding down. I'm getting ready for my own retirement. I'm taking less clients, and I'm taking more preferred clients. But very quickly, for those that are listening to this, these are the things I don't do. I don't take on clients that are looking to buy anything less than $1 million in real estate. It is combined real estate, not just buying one home, but you have to come in with a minimum of $1 million. That minimum of $1 million can buy you one great home or one awesome home or 2 good homes or 4 okay homes. But you must come in with a minimum of $1 million. Anything less than that, I'm sorry, but I cannot help you. You would have to go elsewhere. The second thing is, I do not, and I cannot recommend any other brokers or agents. I do not know of any other brokers or agents that do what I do, that have the expertise and the knowledge and the background that I have. I've been doing this for 20 years, living in multiple countries, not just months at a time, like some influencers trying to get likes on their YouTube channel, for years at a time, decades. My job is to find the best place to live as an English-speaking expat. I wanted to find my Newport Beach, California, and in my search and living in different places in Latin America, throughout the world, even in Europe, I found it here to be in Thailand. So I don't know any of the brokers or agents that can do this or even have my background expertise. The third thing is that we don't rent properties. When our clients, majority of our clients, when they buy real estate, they don't rent out their homes. If I have a specific client that's coming with a large amount of money, and we are, let's just say they're coming in with $6 million. Actually, let me give you $7 million, the most recent client. $3 million of that was going into investment real estate. Specific clients like that, we put property managers in place for not just for the real estate, but operating whether it's buying 7-Elevens and managing those, gas stations, the whole nine yards. But if you're sending me a message saying, hey, Will, I have this condo for rent in Bangkok or in Pattaya or in Phuket, do you know anybody? I don't know anybody. I'm sorry, I just don't. Or if you're coming to say, hey, Will, I want to rent a two-bedroom, two-bath condo or a house. I don't know. I don't do that. I'm sorry. That's just not my business. There are plenty of people on Facebook that can help you on that. And then the very last thing is, what I don't do is, I don't do any sort of just consulting. I no longer do that. Where does it spend a few hours a week at a time to help you make transition here? We no longer do that. I just don't have the time to do that. I apologize. I am getting ready for retirement. I am going to retire when the next rally comes along. Big rally. This is not a big rally that's happening right now. Next bull run for crypto and equities, that's when I'm retiring. So until that happens, which it could be about two years from now, that's kind of the time frame I'm giving. So I'm only taking selective clientele. So let's hop into this. So our initial call is roughly going to be 2 hours. Like I said, it goes by really, really fast. The very first thing is obviously I'm going to give you my background. For those of you who don't know my background, I've been doing this for 20 years in my own business called Compass Group International and Roadhouse International. Compass Group International is our main mother company. Roadhouse International is a subsidiary. Roadhouse International is just our real estate consulting arm. But Compass Group International is our wealth met estate planning, should I say, mother company. I've been doing this for 20 years. I started in 2002. Prior to that, I was vice president of wealth management for a major financial institution in the United States, based out of LA. And I only worked with high net worth clientele. In order to do business with my team, you had to come in with a minimum of $5 million. We only managed about 100 high net worth family, about $950 million. That's a lot of money back then with only 100 families. So that was my job, and that's all I did. Working with high-end clientele is all I know, and I love and I prefer working with that type of clientele. When I was in business banking prior to that, and again, I only work with high net worth. I understand what their needs are. So in coming to Compass, or should I say creating Compass, traveling, it was all for my own personal, should I say, I created a business around what I wanted. I lived in Newport Beach, I loved it, but it was way too expensive. I wanted to duplicate Newport Beach, but elsewhere in another country. And I created Compass around that. So I went from a very big company with tons of real estate consultants and agents and working with brokerages around the world, educating agents around the world, doing all that stuff for a very long time, to now it's just basically, I'm not a one-man show. Obviously, it's my wife and I, but we have a number of different consultants that we hire from project to project. As I get older, I got smarter with how I manage my time and how I manage my company. Having the ego of having a large company with 100 employees was no longer appealed to me. The stress of that, I made less money doing that than I do now. I have a lean team, make more money, less stress, and more fun. I get to do this every day, and I love it. I love this job. This is not a job for me. Bringing in a client like yourself and seeing and experiencing what I'm experiencing here in Thailand brings joy to me. It is no bullshit. I am not blowing air, hot air up your butt. That is the honest truth. And in working with so many agents and brokers throughout the world, I've come to realize how bad our profession is and how many people lie, cheat, steal, and just exaggerate. They promise you the world, and give you nothing. The real estate profession is full of idiots, full of people that are yes people. You're coming to me and you're paying top dollar to me because we are not cheap. We charge you as the buyer 10%. We do not take a commission from sellers. We charge the buyers, you, minimum of a 10%. So we are not the cheapest, but we are the best. You're paying for us to be honest with you. You're paying top dollar to fulfill everything on your checklist. So on our call, I want to know everything about you. The more I know about you, how many family members in your family, how you interact with your family, who do you like, who you don't like, what your financial net worth is, I want to know what your debt is. The more I know, the better. And obviously everything is confidential between us. But when you are telling me why you are looking at this, when you are looking to retire, what type of cash net worth and other assets you have and type of debt you have, what is your time frame, your relationship with your in-laws and your parents and or your kids if you have some, or your grandkids, the more I know about where everyone's going and what your relationship is with everyone, even your friends, the more I can paint a better picture of having a great life here in Thailand. So the first thing is, excuse me, why Thailand? Have you been here before? Did you watch a documentary? Did you go out and you, one of your friends was talking about their recent trip to Thailand, how much they loved it? But why Thailand? And I also want to know is, what other countries have you been looking at? I want to know your travel experience. How many countries have you been, and what country have you been to where you stayed the longest? I want to know what is your least favorite country and why. I also want to know what your lifestyle is. How much is your primary resident? Is your primary resident $5 million? Okay, well, how much debt do you have on it? What kind of cars do you have? The reason I want to know that is because are we going to duplicate the same exact lifestyle here? Or are we going to scale up? Or are we going to scale down? So if you're coming from a 3,000 square foot home in a luxury community, and that home still costs $2 million, and you want to scale up, well, I can find you a 10 or 5 or 10,000 square foot estate that's literally half the price of that home. Find your domestic workers, live-in maids, drivers, buy your cars for you. Have a total pampered lifestyle. So the more I understand your lifestyle or the lifestyle that you want, the better I can create this reality for you. Then the next thing is, what is your timing? If you're telling me that you're looking to retire 5 years from now, 10 years from now, then I will simply politely ask you to call me a year to 2 years before you retire. We are way too premature. Extremely premature. Unless, let me rephrase this. If you are looking to purchase a home 2 years or even 1 year out, then it's premature. If you're saying, well, I'm looking to buy a piece of real estate within the next 6 months or a year, then we can talk. Because things and inventory changes rapidly. And if you haven't listened to my other episodes, 90% of the real estate here in Thailand is absolute garbage. What I mean by that is not that they're garbage as far as poor build quality or terrible place to live. No, garbage as far as investment wise. Only truly about 10% of residential real estate here is a great buy and will continue to appreciate. And those properties are few and far between. So if you're telling me that I'm not looking to buy a home 2 years from now, then I'll say, okay, call me a year from now. Let's schedule a call a year from now, because it's way too premature. But you're saying, okay, I'm ready to buy a home within the next 6 months. Okay, then we'll start figuring out your budget and then your dream home. I want to know everything in your checklist. And don't hold back. How ridiculous it might be, I don't care. I will let you know if it's reasonable or not. When someone tells me, hey, Will, I want to buy a micro farm, I want 10 acres, I want this and that, and I want to offer $1 million, I'll tell them it doesn't exist. It doesn't exist for you. It exists here in Thailand, but unless you want to live in central Thailand, unless you speak Thai, it's not a good fit for you. But because you don't speak Thai, you only speak English, you won't be by or near the beach or to a major city, that property does not exist. So I'm not afraid to say no. I'm not afraid to turn down business. Because when I know a client is going to be a pain in the ass for me, I will gladly say, please go find somebody else. We're not a good fit. I'm getting old. I don't want to deal with assholes. I don't want to deal with stress. I want to deal with people that are nice like me and my wife. I want to deal with clients that are eventually going to become my very, very close friends. That's why I love this business, because every single client eventually becomes my very close friend. And I hope that we can too. But if you're rude, if you're argumentative, if you're difficult to work with, then you just have to go elsewhere. Then the next thing is, I need to understand your estate plan now. Do you have an existing trust? How many other assets do you have? Are you planning to sell off some of your assets? If so, and when and why? And then in addition to that is, when I talk about lifestyle here, of not just specific place, so based on understanding your whole picture, and this may take a couple conversations, and it may change, but I will have an idea of specifically where. Where specifically in Bangkok? Which beach city would best fit you and your family? And if you're planning on bringing in more, or should I say other family members, if I understand the dynamic of your family members and your relationship, I can understand better. Should we put them next door to you across the street, or should we put them in a whole separate building down the street or somewhere else? For an example, let's say that you and your wife or you and your husband want a big, huge estate. You want a 10,000 square foot home on a golf course. Great, we'll find you that. But your parents and your in-laws want a condo that's within walking distance of everything. I need to know that. And we can find that too. And we'll know the best place to put them. Then I need to understand your health. Are you healthy? Are you a little bit overweight? Do you have diabetes? Because if I know this, then I will also know and give you some suggestions on how to become healthier in Thailand. Thailand has the benefit of making you healthier through our diet, through just our vast amount of health care that's available and accessible here, that's inexpensive. Everything here is better. And then also, do you have an existing business? Are you selling it? Are you stepping out of it? Are you still, maybe you're relinquishing your title as CEO and you're just going to be a board of directors? But how much time do you still need to spend professionally managing or overlooking your business? That is important. because sometimes it may require you, okay, well, maybe because you still have a lot of ties to your business, it would make sense for you to spend most of your time in Bangkok. And maybe instead of a house, we will put you like in a Mandarin Oriental in a big, huge condo. Like I said, the more I know about you and your family, your professional life, the better I can tailor your reality here. So 2 hours just flies by. I've had conversations 3 to 4 hours, believe it or not. And I always prefer to have as many family members on a conference call as possible. Because, like I said, the average conversation is 2 hours. I just don't want to have to repeat the same exact thing with multiple family members. So if it's you and your husband, or you and your husband and a couple of kids, or your in-laws, whatever it may be, the more people, the merrier. The more people that are going to be a part of this, the better. So I have to keep repeating myself. Then we will schedule, so I will take everything, because I'm taking notes, think about it, put a strategy together, talk to my team about it, schedule another conference call. And as follow-up conference call, again, put everyone, as many people in the conference call as we can. I will give you some ideas, but then I will have more questions to ask you. And then you're going to have questions for me too. You're going to have probably a lot of questions for me. The first question you're going to have is, as a foreigner, can I own real estate in Thailand? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Condos are going to be the easiest, but single family homes, estates, townhouses, it's a little bit more complicated. We have to buy it. We have to create a Thai LLC, and then you own the Thai LLC. But it can be done. People do it every single day. So not a problem. So to answer your question, yes, a foreigner can own real estate here in Thailand. Then you're going to ask about visas. 99.9% of my clients opt in for the 20-year Thai Elite Visa. The Thai Elite Visa service is a unique, it's basically one of the best visa programs in the world. It's just surprising that more countries don't adopt this type of visa. It's a pay to play. So they have a 5, 10, 15, 20 year. The best is just buy a 20 year. It's the best discount. And when you have more family members, the price gets cheaper too. Each individual, and there's no age requirements either, like a retirement visa. No deposit requirements, less documentation. It's just easy. You just pay $30,000 per person, 20 year multi-entry visa with VIP benefits. That is always going to be the best. If you don't want to do that, then the next step is retirement visa, but you have to be the age of 50 or above. It requires a deposit into a Thai bank and so forth. But if you're bringing in kids and they don't meet this requirement, then they have to get a Thai Elite visa. Getting a worker's permit, all of that stuff, it's extremely difficult. But if they plan to work here, that's something that we can also help you with. So let's say that you want to bring some of your family members here, but they're not just going to retire. Maybe they want to work. We'll give some suggestions. We'll maybe have a separate conference call with your kid or your grandson or granddaughter, whatever maybe, and we'll give some options. Most likely the option is going to be the number one biggest demand is English speaking teachers. They hire them all day long. Easiest way to get a worker's permit here in Thailand. And then your next question is, if you have youngins, grandkids, schools. Schools are here. Majority of schools are in a place called Bang Na, all private schools. So that is not an issue. But that is really the biggest questions that most people have. But you're going to have other things you're going to think about. I'm going to help you think about things that you're not thinking about. One of them is going to be is schedule. travel schedule. So if you're telling me, well, the very first year or two, we're probably only going to spend maybe a quarter or a third of our time or half our time in Thailand. I'm going to give you suggestions on the best way to go back and forth, because I did the same exact thing. Because we have two seasons here in Thailand. We have a wet season and a dry season. For example, right now it's August. It's the wet season. It's a monsoon season. August, September, October. September, October. Freaking rains like cats and dogs here. So if you want to spend half your time here, how I would do it, going back and forth to North America, to UK, Australia, wherever it may be, is to spend fourth quarter here. Because fourth quarter here, spending Christmas in Thailand is the best, especially in Bangkok. It's so beautiful. And it's the best weather. The best time of the year weather-wise is October, November, December, January, February. So what I would say is spend fourth quarter, spend your Christmas, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's here. And Bangkok and everywhere's all decorated. Even though this is a Buddhist country, but man, they love their Christmas here. It's so pretty. So fourth quarter, here in Thailand. First quarter, back in the States. So January, February, March. Then April, May, June, third quarter, come back here. Or second quarter, I mean, come back here. What's great about being back here for second quarter? You are here for our Thai New Year. The biggest celebration in Thailand, it's called Songkran. It's the world's largest water fight. It's so much fun. And that happens in April. Then, third quarter, you go back to the States. That's the best schedule. But I will help work the schedule for you based on where you're spending your time. You may be telling me, okay, well, we have a home in Switzerland, we have a home in Auckland, and then we want to have a home in Thailand, or homes in Thailand. I will give you some ideas on the travel schedule and the best ways to do it. And then the other thing too is there are so many things that we help you with. We will take care of, if you want, interior design, buying your furniture for you. We are always here to help you when it comes down to support, from anything from finding domestic help, live-in maids or part-time maids, drivers, even like I said, shopping and buying your cars for you. There is a lot. That's the great thing about Thailand. You can be pampered. As long as you have the money, which is inexpensive to pay for, you can pay for any service here. Everything will be taken care of for you. Everything. It makes every inconvenience convenient for you. That's a great way to put it. That is Thailand for you. Pampering at a fraction of the price. And even very, very specific things. For an example, like air travel. Let's say that right now you have your private pilot's license and maybe you enjoy flying. I'm gonna tell you, it's gonna be very, very difficult here. Very difficult here. Even owning a private jet is gonna be difficult here. But like I said, the great thing is that service here is so much better than Western countries. Just flying commercial is the best. But a lot of the time, what we actually have done for some of our clients is we've bought conversion vans that convert it into like a limo with those two reclining seats in the back, and it goes back and forth from Bangkok to the beach city of their home. Like I said, so many things are just so inexpensive, and you can hire help at such a huge discount. The average Thai makes about $300 to $500 a month. That's it. So if you are a eight-figure net worth and bring that kind of income and bring that kind of funds here, you're extremely, extremely well off. You're gonna have a great life. You know, because the Thai baht is roughly, right now it's about 36 to 1. 36 to 1. So bringing in $25 to $30 million here, you were considered a Thai billionaire. Just if you want that title, just want to throw it out there. But $25 to $30 million with today's exchange, you are roughly a Thai billionaire. And some people just like that title. So these are just some of the things I want to touch on. Obviously, every situation, every family is different. Everything is structured different. We are here to help. If I can't help you, I will tell you very, very soon in a conversation, because I know your time is important and I don't want to waste any of your time. And for those of you that are still thinking about Latin America, we will discuss that in some further detail. And I will tell you many reasons of my own personal experience why I feel Thailand surpasses any Latin American country and even Southern European country. Doesn't matter how rich you are as a place to live. Thailand provides so much more. And reading it, watching videos, it's a fraction of the experience and knowledge that I have that I will relay to you that you will never see or never hear or never read about in any magazine article. And that's what's great about Thailand is your money does go further here, but the bottom line is 10 years, 20 years, 30, 50 years from now, you're still going to be rich. Where living in a Western country, 10 years from now, you may not feel rich anymore. 20 years from now, no, not at all. But in Thailand, it's vastly different. So please let us know how we can help. And just time difference wise, if you're coming from the States, a lot of my referrals come from the West Coast. I'm about 14, 15 hours ahead of you. We'll figure out the best time to talk, but normally it's going to be opposite. So it's going to be either your mornings or my evenings, or my mornings and your evenings. Those are the times that we're going to talk. And I'll always do the best I can to fit around your schedule. But most of the time, it's going to be in the evenings, your time, where it's going to be you, your husband, and then maybe a kid or your parents or so forth are going to be on a call. And the easiest way to do it is, I mean, we don't have to do Zoom. You don't have to see my face. You've seen it plastered enough in social media. I have a simple US dial-in number. You just dial in a number, punch in a code, and we can have up to 100 people on a call if you like. And that's the best way to do it. And then from there, once you decided that this is the way to go and you want to hire my firm, the next steps, I'm going to send you an exclusive broker agreement at a 10% commission. And you just simply sign that, get that back to me, and then we go to work. And we are very, very quick at what we do. And again, it all comes down to what your needs are. If we're doing everything from A to Z, yes, we're going to be looking for that home. There may be something that we already heard of or something we're aware of that we can go secure right away, or it may take some time, it may take some knocking some doors, and we do that too. If we know that this home or this building or whatever, this area may be great for you, but there's nothing for sale, I will send people to knock doors, knock on doors. Nobody would do that. So we'll find that house for you. But there's a lot of things. For example, is if you want that, a different type of visa, a elite visa, a retirement visa, then it's getting the immigration attorney working with you, and then from there it's opening bank accounts. So there is a lot that's involved. But by working with us, we handle all of that stuff for you. And a lot of that stuff, you can just hand over power of attorney. We take care of that for you. Thailand is a fantastic country, but it's a very, very tough place to do business. Very, very tough place, but that's good and bad. For those of you that are worried about your state, so one of the great things I love about Thailand, why I always feel that everyone should own property here that's free and clear, is the security. In a sense of, it's an asset here in Thailand, nobody can touch. What I mean by that is, when you look at a typical place like the United States, real estate assets, you can simply punch up on a computer like Zillow, realtor.com, and find all the information about your home. Anyone can do that. Estimated net worth, who the owners are, when they buy it, how many times was it sold. You can find all that information, even in public records, you can find that. A lot of stuff is digital. And if you're going through any sort of lawsuit or divorce, whatever it may be, it's easy to find when you're in a Western country. Here in Thailand, closing a real estate transaction is extremely manual and it's not easy. But we handle that for you. But that is a benefit to you as a secured asset. Nobody is going to find your piece of real estate here. Nobody. Let's say you own a $2 million home in Bangkok and then a $3 million beachfront estate in some beach community, let's say in Hua Hin. Even if someone who was suing you knows exactly, he has a home in Bangkok. I know she has a beachfront home in Hua Hin or somewhere in the beach. Good luck for them trying to find it. Good luck. There's no way. They will have to go through the Department of Land. They will have to speak fluent Thai. And they will go after gatekeeper, after gate. It's not like they can just pay somebody and bribe somebody and pull it up. These are manual records that are kept in boxes. Nothing is digitized. When we buy you a home, when we close on it, I am physically giving you a physical, legal size deed along with this blue book. Those are two hard copies that you keep. That's how archaic the system is. But that's a good thing. That's a great thing. Being able to have assets overseas that are untouchable is so important, especially for someone like yourself that's affluent. Nobody understands the security or the peace of mind of having an asset like that. So, that's just one of many, many benefits here in Thailand. So, thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to working with you. I look forward to meeting you and your family. But most of all, I just can't wait for you to experience it, because every single client that I've brought here, they always say the same thing. I should have did it sooner. You know why? Because I said the same exact thing. I shouldn't have wasted 10 years in Latin America. I should have came here sooner, but at least I came here. So thank you so much for joining me, and I'll talk to you soon.